you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, Shadow Fam. Welcome back to Return to the Shadows. Today, we have a very special episode all about our very own Dom Sherwood's new movie, Eraser Reborn. Dom, how exciting and congratulations. I just saw the movie.
Thanks.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And we have the real pleasure of being joined by the rest of the cast, Eddie, McKinley, and Jackie. Thank you for being here, guys. First of all, this is a really cool way of talking about what we all experienced together.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for having me. What's up, Shadow Fam?
Hey. Of course. Well, it's so lovely to meet you, Eddie and McKinley. And I have to say, I was already a very biased and a big fan of this movie before I even saw it, because Dom and Jackie and I all worked on Shadowhunters together. What a small world.
Yeah, we did. We've already got the first degree of separation there, I guess.
So this movie is sort of it's a reboot, as it were, of the 1996 blockbuster film Eraser, directed by Chuck Russell, starring none other than Arnold Schwarzenegger, and a whole slew of other amazing folks. But let's get started with a little bit of a game. So
great.
Have you guys seen that trend where you poorly explain kind of what you do for a living? You know, for example, an IT person says, oh, I tell computers to do things. So I guess as simply and vaguely or humorously as possible, can you tell us a little bit about the movie and your character? No spoilers.
No spoilers. I'm Dom Sherwood and I play Mason Pollard, who, after a love affair with the military, decided to poorly raise farm animals in South Africa.
Oh my god, that sounds about right.
It's not even that far off. Like it's sort of there. Like we filmed with a real ostrich. We filmed with a real live ostrich.
No, that works.
That was your complete backstory.
Yeah,
yeah. He just really wants to be a farmer.
And he went full method for it too. I'll have you know, Kat.
Oh, I have no doubt. I mean, if there's anything I know about Dom, if there's any kind of dog or cute animal anywhere near set, he's gone. He's just full, yeah. You know, he goes full.
He's one of them.
Yeah. So what about, yeah, Jackie, go for it.
Well, I'm Jackie Lai. I play Rina Kimura, and I run away from things and never stop.
Fair enough.
It's pretty close, yeah.
And I'm McKinley Belcher III. I play Paul Whitlock, who is a U.S. Marshal and a big brother to Dom's character with an attitude problem.
Dom's character has the attitude problem, or your character has the attitude problem?
We both have attitude problems.
We both have attitude problems. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
What's up, guys? I'm Eddie Ramos. I play Sugar Jax. I feel that Sugar is the guy who's loyal through thick and thin, but after he saves your life, he won't shut up about saving your life. So
yeah. He never lets you forget it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Oh my goodness. Well, this movie is certainly unforgettable in so many ways. Tell me a little bit, were there any major nods to the original Eraser? Or, you know, I mean, what can we expect to see, some crocodile fights or what
Almost.
Differences were there?
There very nearly was.
Really?
In the original script, there were some crocodiles for sure. There was at least one that we would have interacted with, and then that got nixed at some point, but very nearly. And there are a couple of cool like nods to the originals. But I think one of the cool things that John tried to do whilst paying respect to the original version of the film is also create something that new audiences and new fans are going to hopefully like and enjoy watching. So I think there's sort of a happy mix of both of those things in this film.
Yeah. I completely agree with Dom just said. We definitely pay homage to the original film with some sort of key iconic moments. But one part of the joy of setting it in Cape Town, mostly, is that we're sort of couched in this beautiful place in Africa that allows for a lot of exploring and capturing the beauty of this place.
Cape Town is one of the most beautiful places I've ever been in my life. So give us a little bit of insight into your experience in Cape Town. What was the experience like shooting there? Did you have any experiences offset that were kind of fun and exciting? Did you have a chance to explore?
Eddie and I did there's a big mountain in the middle of Cape Town called Table Mountain.
Yeah.
It's like not even really a hike. Like it's a tough, like there are parts of it that are pretty vertical. And that was like our bonding experience, right?
Yeah.
Like the first day there, we were just like, yeah, let's do it.
It was a great experience. I mean, I remember there was like a pass that had been lost on the ride up. So Dom and I stopped our car. We were helping our driver find the pass. I remember getting up there and thinking, we're just going to handle this thing, right? And like, I mean, an hour later, we're huffing and puffing getting to the top. But like, yeah, really awesome bonding moment. I will also say it's a 23-hour flight from LA to Cape Town. So like, let me just preface that also, guys. Like, I think everyone knows, like, that was a super long flight, but like, so worth it, so much fun. And I really never wanted to leave. I loved filming in South Africa.
It was cool too, because we got to shoot a couple of scenes in like some of the townships. So you really get to see not only like sort of the beautiful coastal side of Cape Town, but like a lot of the beautiful people that lived here. And a lot of our crew are South African, and a lot of the actors are too. So like, I feel like you really get a beautiful snapshot of this country and this city.
Mm-hmm. That's so wonderful.
Yeah, that's so true. Well put.
Yeah. I think that's one of the best parts of this job, is that we get to travel and meet so many people, but also experience so many different film and TV communities all over the world, and the different crews and different folks that are there.
Not even just film and TV. I mean, obviously we do get to experience that as well, but with this, especially McKinley and I in this group, we got to experience a vastly different culture. Mm. And actually talk about the culture within the movie and some of the history within the movie. And there's something really special about that. And you come home with this more sort of profound understanding of the world a little bit, which is a really kind of beautiful thing to be able to do whilst also doing the thing you love for a career, you know?
Yeah, it's a huge blessing.
I will say, in preparation for my character, Sugar, without giving too much away, Sugar gets sent to Cape Town. And so his part of the backstory was that he gets immersed into this culture and really embraces it. And because of filming and scheduling, I was actually pretty free for the first like 2.5-3 weeks of filming. While the rest of these guys were on set from the moment we landed, I, Eddie, had 3 weeks of just hanging out. And so I got to explore so much of Cape Town. So yeah, to your point, Kat, of like, you know, the beautiful places we get to travel to. Like when I saw South Africa as part of the filming location, I remember getting so excited about the audition process and like put so much pressure on myself even more so to kind of get this one. And then, I mean, it was a dream come true to come out here, come out to South Africa and then, you know, to meet the people. 90% of our crew was, I think, from South Africa. It was so cool.
Yeah.
That's really incredible. So, I mean, okay, we have to talk a little bit about all the animals in this movie. We've touched on it. There were so many. How many of were those all actually live animals on set, or were any of them CGI, or, you know, without, there were so many. I mean, you guys were in a zoo for the most part.
Two of them
were CGI. Too much fun.
You're very, very sweet. Two of them were CGI. Okay. The ostrich was real.
Oh my God.
And it was a particularly well-trained ostrich. Jackie, you should take this. You had a pretty decent experience with the South African name for it, the Afrikaans name, I can't remember the actual word, but it was like cheeky bird or naughty bird. That's what they called it. That was his name.
Did this ostrich have a name? Or was it just cheeky bird?
That in Afrikaans. So that was its name. And I just can't remember the Afrikaans translation. But yes, that was its name.
Yeah, I mean, they were so sweet and so gentle. And I had to be afraid of them. And it was so weird because I had to rile them up, whereas they were supposed to do that to me. But it was such a cool experience. They're super sweet birds and so well trained, but definitely a first having to act with a ostrich.
With an ostrich, yeah. She was particularly well portrayed. She did like everything that we wanted her to do in two takes. It was crazy. And we're just like, oh, we're done with you. Great. Awesome. The one thing with ostriches that I noticed that I thought was quite funny. So obviously I'm wearing a United States Marshals badge throughout the film, which is quite a shiny sort of silver star. And it's on my waistband, on my belt at the front. And ostriches, no matter how well trained they are, they like shiny things, big fans of shiny things. So we would be, like acclimatizing myself and letting the ostrich acclimatize to me because I have to shuffle it, you know, away at the end of the scene. And you just sort of see its eyes like glance down at my crotch and I'm like, no, 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 no. And they will go for it. They like go for my badge and I'm like, you're getting close to, this is like the 10 ring. We gotta be careful here because you're a big bird.
You're walking around with a target on your chest.
Yeah. If I wish it was on my chest, but it was like an inch and a half away from my groin. Begged them to put it on my chest.
My goodness. Well, I mean, clearly you had a lot of action in this film, from ostriches to all of the other stunts. Was there, what was that process like for all of you? Did you work extensively with the stunt team? Did they put you through a boot camp? How did that all work?
Yeah, Vernon and Stuart were like, they were just badasses who really saved us because we didn't have a lot of time to prep for a lot of this stuff. If I'm not mistaken, that's how I met you, Dom, like when we were sort of prepping for one of those fights. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of sort of jumping head first into like the physical side of the stuff. It's like we can think and talk about a lot of stuff all day, but like when you have a really physical thing to do, it can really sort of jumpstart you into like what it is to live in the body of the person that you're playing. So I was really grateful to have those sessions with Stuart and Dom and Vernon to really just figure out how these guys move together. And guys who are partners and who are U.S. Marshals and who have a history, as our characters do in the armed forces, that's an important sort of vocabulary for us to figure out together.
Absolutely.
Vernon's team was really good at, you know, having a foundation for us, but really listening to what we feel our characters would want to be doing, how the moves fit in with our physical abilities. So it was such a collaborative process. It wasn't so much like, this is the choreography, learn it. It was, you know, it was a dance with everybody. And they're really good at making sure that we're comfortable and feel, you know, strong and confident in everything that we were doing. So it turned out to be the most fun I've ever had. Besides Shadowhunters stunts, of course.
Well, I was going to say, if there's anything I know about Dom and you as well, Jackie, you're both certified badasses and great fight partners on screen.
Hey.
As are you, Kat.
Yeah, I had no real concerns about Jackie taking this on because I think one of the first times we met was that fight scene that they just threw you into with a sword that was twice the size of you.
Yeah.
And John, like the director, was like, "What do you think about Jackie?" And I was like, "She can do this, I think."
Yeah.
I like because we didn't chemistry read for this, did we? They found me and then they found Jackie and I just kind of got the note for it. And I was like, great. Yeah, she can do this.
Yeah.
She knows what she's doing. I've seen her do this before. She can do this.
Which is crazy because you chem tested with other actresses.
I did. Yeah, I did. I did like 3 days worth of chemistry reads with different actresses. And for whatever reason, they weren't the correct fit. They were all phenomenal actresses, but for whatever reason, they weren't the right fit for this particular role. And then, you know, they found you, which is great. You know, I think we're all very grateful for that.
Aw, thanks, Dom.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
The holidays have arrived early this year. Why wait until fall when you can get Black Friday prices now during Blinds.com's annual Spring Black Friday sale? Blinds.com's the better way to get custom window treatments totally online. No waiting around all day for salespeople to show up or dealing with inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters, motorized options. We have your patio covered for spring too. And Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home. We'll even send free samples. You can even get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Plus, free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now for the best deals of the season. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
You mentioned a thing about chemistry tested, and Dom and I chemistry tested for I Got the Part.
We did.
I'm just curious for you, like what a lot of your prep was before you got here.
Yeah, so once I'd got the role and I knew I had the role, John Pogue, our director, who previously was involved in a movie called U.S. Marshals, obviously was in touch with U.S. actual active serving U.S. Marshals from that. And managed to put me in touch with a man called Lenny DePaul, who is, I think, the New Jersey commander of the United States Marshals. So I got to do a lot of research with him. We were on the phone sort of every other day. And honestly, they were so amazing about sharing different experiences. They sent me to different training facilities and this, that, and the other. And a lot of it was sort of the tactical base. And then from the emotional standpoint, from the understanding of who the character is, John and I would be on FaceTime for 2 or 3 hours at least once a week during prep time. Because I don't know if you remember this, like, because I forget about it, but we were supposed to do the movie like 3 months or 4 months before we ended up doing the movie. And we kept getting delayed and pushed back because of COVID. It was, you know, and South Africa and Cape Town as well were hit very hard by COVID. And it's very fortunate that we were able to get out there and that people are starting to, you know, be okay. And they're getting a handle on the virus there, which is great. But we were delayed for quite a long time because of this. And what it gave us was was just more time to work on these people and work on these characters and gain a greater understanding of who they are and why they make the choices they make. What we found towards, you know, when we started shooting the movie, and we were all made aware of this, is there really wasn't much time. You know, we did this within a very ambitious schedule. And a lot of days for, I think, all of us, there were times where we were shooting from one currently filming unit to another currently filming unit, just back and forth throughout the day. So there really wasn't that much time to sort of stop and think and process whatever it was. So we had to do that all in the prep, which I know for me, that was a wonderful learning experience of how important that prep is, and how I'm going to move forward and continue using that.
Yeah, it's one of the things that I think was really beautiful about having those conversations with John is because I think each of mm-hmm. us in some way was able to layer in some stuff into like the characters we're playing and the relationships that we're building, some like personal stuff, some stuff about like the institutions we're representing, and then making sure we also layer in that stuff about the place that we're in, South Africa and Cape Town. So I'm also incredibly mm-hmm. grateful for that extra time, because I think if we had shot it yeah. starting at that late January time, we would have ended up with a different film.
Yeah.
I agree. I completely yeah. agree. Yeah. McKinley's being kind of modest as well now. McKinley had such an insightful look, especially to do with like the places and the culture and the history of where we were, and sort of came to me with these ideas. And we're like, I remember we sat at the bar in the hotel and we just sort of read through these little bits and we were like, wow, these are amazing. Like, these need to be in the film. And John was very willing to start working with us. And that's what we ended up doing on the day, was these ideas that McKinley had put forward that are really poignant and really quite beautiful.
I'm grateful for that time in that space, because it feels like honoring the place that we're in.
Yeah, I agree.
So what, to that point, what as a whole, each of you, do you hope people take from this film? Or what are you most excited for folks to sort of see and experience?
Well, I mean, we've already spoken about the fact that it was filmed in Cape Town. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of beautiful scenery and cultures and people that we get to showcase in the film. So I think that's really cool. As well as, I mean, for me, I just really hope that the audience enjoys it and is entertained by what we've put together. At the end of the day, that's really, our hope is that people who watch it feel like it's a time well spent.
Yeah. We're actors and we're telling stories. So first and foremost, I hope people are entertained and enjoy the story we're telling. But I think there's a heart in this sort of action film that we're telling too. And like, you get a chance to see how a couple different kinds of people metabolize trauma. And anytime I see that playing out before me, I just hope it gives people an encouragement towards stepping toward a more empathetic way of looking at the world and other people.
Yeah. And I think for me, I think what I would love for the, you know, the viewer to kind of take away with would probably be something about the friendships, the loyalties, the teamwork that came about from the different factions, from finding Jackie's character to, you know, McKinley's character and Dom and I, just how we all kind of joined together. Some people with better endings than other, but you know, I think that was really the cool part. And again, teaming up with all these South African actors and all these South African characters, like, it's a combination of two worlds, this American world and the South African world, and just how we kind of find our footing together in that. I thought that was just so much fun to do and portray.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more with the other guys. They really hit the nail on the head there. And I think you're right. Like, you know, we tell stories. That's what we do for a living. And we fall in love with these stories, and we hope other people do and have fun. We just hope people have fun and enjoy it. And if we got to showcase a little culture or a beautiful city somewhere far away in the world, or some wonderful people, some amazing talent that maybe you haven't seen before, then that's a huge bonus. So fingers crossed we get all of those things in.
Right on.
That's wonderful. Well, folks should certainly be excited for this movie. But also, speaking of other worlds of differing folks coming together to create a found family and form a team, if we were to tie in Eraser to the Shadow World, where in that world do you think that your characters would fall? Do you think you would be Shadow Hunters or Warlocks or Seelies or Vampires? Come on. Oh, or werewolves? Man. Where are we at?
Do you guys have wizards?
I have no idea. I wish. Yeah, wizards are warlocks in the shadow world. Cool. And I think you're right. I think that's absolutely would be Sugar Jax's like tricksy little, although you might be a Seelie.
A Seelie.
Seelies are like, yeah, Seelies are like at? Tricksy, like, okay. Yeah, yeah. You might be a Seelie.
Okay, cool.
I feel like Rena might be like a vampire. I guess that she's, you know, maybe like a Camille Belcourt kind of vibe.
We just spoke to her yesterday. That's so funny.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Dom?
Yeah. I, you know, I don't know. I should have prepped for these questions. Honestly, I think maybe a human. Like, I think he would be mundane. I think mundane isn't a rude word in this context, by the way. Mundane is how we refer to human beings in the Shadowhunters lingo.
The muggle equivalent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Follow. Yeah, I think he would be human. I think he would be kind of flawed and then frustrated that all of this sort of mystical stuff is going on like without him. I think he would be more sort of almost like the Simon character but like pre what happens to Simon, the early Simon. First three episodes Simon.
Pre Camille Simon. What about you, McKinley?
I haven't the slightest idea, but is there a type of character or person who is shrouded in mystery? Because whatever that is, that'll be that.
I mean, that could be werewolf or Shadowhunter.
Ooh,
it could be warlock. Ooh. It could be like McKinley could be the first like hybrid of a few of the different versions. Like I could honestly get behind that as a concept. I think. I mean, I was just about to delve into like giving away what happens in the film, which I'll try not to do. But
it's so hard to talk about it without giving something away.
I know.
Oh,
I know.
Sure.
Yeah. You just run away with the whole thing and you're like, and then this happens. You're like, oh, shit. No, I can't say that. But yeah. Yeah. All I can say is it was a pleasure to work with all of the cast and crew, everyone out there. And thank you guys so much for coming and doing this on our little podcast. This has been amazing.
Yeah, thank you. It's been so lovely meeting and reconnecting with all of you and watching the film.
Glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, amazing. Man. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, y'all.
Eraser Reborn is available on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital right now. So make sure you get out there and get your eyes on it because it's a lot of fun.
Return to the Shadows is hosted and executive produced by Catherine McNamara and Dominic Sherwood. Our executive producer is Ling Lee. Our senior producers are Liz Hayes and Diego Tapia, and our producers are Hannah Harris and Kristen Vermilia. Original music by Alex Kinsey and performed by Alex Kinsey and Catherine McNamara. The episode was mixed by Seth Alansky.
Be sure to subscribe to Return to the Shadows wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to leave us a review.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.